Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Phone calls are coming up with us live Sunday transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers today on the COVID-19. And now the fact that we're learning that it is clearly a depopulation sterilization weapon. That's coming up after we hear from some of the remarks of the president in this segment. The next, 877-789-ALEX. Here is the president in ongoing live remarks.
Appreciate everybody being here. Beautiful day in the Rose Garden. Tremendous distance between chairs. Social distancing. You practice it very well. We appreciate it. That's great. I want to start today by highlighting several critical developments on both the testing and treatment that will help us win our war against the coronavirus. On Friday, the FDA authorized a new test developed by Abbott Labs that delivers lightning-fast results in as little as 5 minutes. That's a whole new ballgame. I want to thank Abbott Labs for the incredible work they've done. They've been working round the clock. Normally, this approval process from the FDA would take 10 months and even longer, but we did it in 4 weeks. Abbott has stated that they will begin delivering 50,000 tests each day starting this week, and as you know, even before this development, we've been doing more tests than any other country anywhere in the world. It's one of the reasons that we have more cases than other countries, because we've been testing. It's also one of the reasons that we're just about the lowest in terms of mortality rate, because we've been doing more testing, so we have bigger numbers to look at. I want to also thank General Semonite of the Army Corps of Engineers and General Pavlovichek, who's here with us, is going to say a few words in a little while. What the Army Corps of Engineers did, along with FEMA in New York, was incredible. They built 2,900 beds worth of hospital, an incredible hospital in the Javits Center, which I know well. And I just want to say that was unreal. They did it in less than 4 days. People have never seen anything like that. And it's an incredible, complex, top-of-the-line hospital. They did it so quickly. Everyone's trying to figure out how they did it, including me. And I was a good builder. But they did it very quickly, Mike. So we're very happy. So I want to thank Army Corps of Engineers, FEMA, the incredible job they have done. Now they're moving to other locations throughout the country where they already have people building hospitals. We're doing them in Louisiana and New Jersey, many, many other places. But these are incredible men and women, and they worked around the clock, and the people of New York are very happy. Governor Cuomo expressed his thanks, which we appreciate. But these are, nobody could have done a job like that. Most people have never seen anything like it. The deployment of rapid testing will vastly accelerate our ability to monitor, track, contain, and ultimately defeat the virus. We will defeat the virus. It will also allow us to test doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers immediately and enable us to act quickly and aggressively to shut down the spread of the virus, so important in critical facilities like hospitals and nursing homes. And we will ensure that we can give cities and states the best information to guide local decision makers and making. I want to point out that the hydroxychloroquine is being administered to 1,100 patients, people in New York, along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin. And it's very early yet. It started 2 days ago. But we will see what happens. I want to thank Stephen Hahn, who's a great doctor, left one of the best jobs.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to back that up. His remarks are ongoing. But you understand, if you type in zinc antiviral, it's like saying you need oxygen to scuba dive. Well, of course you do. And of course, that's the thing Trump left out. What they're doing in these studies is also the zinc oxide at 250 milligrams a day, which I'm not advising. That's what the doctors are saying. That is not good for your kidneys, folks, but I'd rather keep my testicles and fry my kidneys a little bit. But yeah, I mean, you take a whatever. You just do whatever you think's best, folks. I'm not giving advice out here. We'll be right back.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, I got banned off of our five-star, three-year-old Google Infowars.com app that simply fed people articles and videos in the live feed of the show. But over 3 million people downloaded. Remember, 2 years ago, they banned our Apple app. It was number one in news. And they just banned it. Number one was at a CNN, New York Times. They couldn't stand it. And they said in their statement, they said he talked about hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak as a promising treatment. And you're not allowed to do that unless the World Health Organization says so. They're saying unless the UN says, doctors can't prescribe it off-label. But I've got the audio right here of Anthony Fauci. Just typed in, Fauci says he would prescribe hydroxychloroquine to patients that had it because it was shown to be very promising in Europe. But the FDA says no. And then they banned me off something for quoting the president and the head spokesperson for the National Institutes of Health. Wow. They really don't want you to have hope. Well, I'll tell you. They got studies on the coronavirus. Not this one, but it's the same family. And when you take a ton of zinc, just look at it for yourself and look at the numbers. It's 95, 99%. I mean, you've got it built up in your body before you get the virus. It goes in the cells, blocks the mitochondria, so the virus can't go in and order the cell to replicate, and it coats the cell. And I mean, zinc's just incredible, folks. You die without it. And I want people to have hope. But you think about the Democrats and telling you there's no hope and all their fear-mongering. That backfired on them the last month. Trump's approval rating went up. Theirs went down. Now they're talking about hope because their attempt to drive down the economy didn't work. So when I said, hey, we lose 100,000, it's terrible. But if you totally shut down society, we'll have a depression, and that'll be much worse. Millions will die. And Trump came out and said that a week later. Because we're simpatico. People say, are you telling Trump what to do? Is he telling you what to do? No, he just goes out and pragmatically does mainline research like anybody else would. And he comes to the same conclusions. That's why they said a couple years ago that the head of the White House, the manager, chief of staff, Kelly, literally fought to keep Trump from watching and listening to my show and, quote, banned InfoWars or he would quit. Because Trump tunes into me, and I'm not bragging, it's true. Trump tunes in, and it's what he's already thinking. It's not that he gets stuff from me. It's what he's already talking to doctors about. It's what he does the same thing. He brainstorms. And so they are major pissed. And Trump has like four people in the White House that listen to the show, and they check things out we say, and they really listen to us. They know we've got our ear to the ground. And that's why they're pissed. So remember a week ago they were trying to tell Trump, you better not you talk about hydroxychloroquine. And you better not talk about zinc or Z-Pak. And you're not a doctor. Shut up. When it's all over the European news that it works really well. Because they don't want the hope. And they sure as hell don't want you going out and taking a bunch of zinc beforehand. Because, again, once you get it, zinc helps, but it's not a sure thing. You got a bunch of zinc in you before? Yeah, but you better drink a lot of water, folks. And you better research it for yourself, because a lot of zinc's not good for your kidneys. Anybody can research this. You need to look it up for yourself. But here's the headlines. Google Play Store removes InfoWars app for spreading coronavirus misinformation. And it goes on to say, and point to the video that was on there where I played with Fauci and Sean Hannity and medical doctors were talking about on Sean Hannity. Just saying, oh, look, see what we told you a few weeks ago? Look, it's on Hannity. See? And that pisses them off that we have hope and we have credibility. Back when the Democrats said 8 weeks ago it wasn't a problem, we were here saying it's huge. They're going to use it against the economy. And they can't stand the fact that I don't have a master telling me what to say and what to do, that I'm doing my own research, have all these great guests on. But when they were trying to panic everybody in the last month, I said, don't panic. I said, get prepared, protect yourself, but panicking is not going to help you. So then I didn't play down the virus. I, in context, said, let's act like men and women here. Let's not act like a bunch of chickens running off the edge of a cliff. People said, well, wait a minute, you said the virus is really bad. Yeah, now we learn to eat your testicles. I'll get to that. But let's get back to the president here. Just now talking, he's still talking right now, about hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and he didn't get to the zinc part, but that's in the study. Here it is.
Shut down the spread of the virus, so important in critical facilities like hospitals and nursing homes. And we will ensure that we can give cities and states the best information to guide local decision makers and making. I want to point out that the hydroxychloroquine is being administered to 1,100 patients, people, in New York, along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin, and it's very early yet. It started 2 days ago, but we will see what happens. I want to thank Stephen Hahn, who's a great doctor, left one of the best jobs in our country, running an incredible hospital in Texas, and he's the head of the FDA, and Stephen got approval for that so fast. Let's see how it works. It may not, but we may have some incredible results. We're going to know soon.
Hit pause. He read from the EU and the major facilities. It was all over Reuters. It was all over the Times of London. The massive response to zinc, Z-Pak, and hydroxychloroquine. Those are the headlines a month ago. It responds really well to anti-malaria drug, old malaria drug. And he's just saying, hey, some doctors off-label are prescribing it, having a great effect. They jumped on him now, and he is now going, well, we got FDA approval now to look at it. Doctors never needed that before for off-label prescriptions. They don't want doctors to be able to do their job. That's the control freaks in big tech and the leftist media. The same ones saying every death is Trump's fault. That's Pelosi. When it's her that said, and Biden, that it was xenophobic to block Chinese flights 8 weeks ago when Trump first proposed it. God, they make me sick. But they think we're idiots and don't have any memories. In fact, let's just hear from her. Let's get that clip up. Here is Pelosi yesterday. The most disgusting thing yet. Saying, what did Trump know? When did he know it? Well, you were the one saying open the damn borders and the flights. Here's Pelosi.
For joining us, I hope you are well and safe. I know your home district of San Francisco has been particularly hard hit. President Trump is considering relaxing federal guidelines for coronavirus for some of the less affected parts of the country. Do you think he should?
Well, first of all, let me just say how sad it is that even since the president's signing of the bill, the number of deaths reported has doubled from 1,000 to 2,000 in our country. This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delay in getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. And now I think the best thing would be to do is to prevent more loss of life rather than it open things up so that, because we just don't know. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start before we can evaluate
what the
nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what what the scientist said to him. When did the president know about
this? A bunch of drugs.
And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's
an action
review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
As the president fiddles, people are dying. And then you just cut to her and Biden saying it's xenophobic, leave the planes coming in, and all the Democrats saying go out, congregate in public, and then it backfires on their whole narrative. But again, there they are trying to destroy the economy. There they are trying to drive Trump out of office. There they are wanting the counties with no cases locked down. And again, they think you're stupid. The United States has done 100 times the testing as of a day ago when I checked of any other country. More than all nations combined, we've developed a test that takes 5 minutes now, and so we're going to learn we're the leader of the world. And then Pelosi uses that against us to say, oh, look, because we found the cases, now we're the bad guys. Just like Hillary said, oh, we're the leader finally, like Trump said. We suck. No, you suck, witch, and you lost, and your time's over. And the fact that you're literally rotting on television in front of us is emblematic of how you represent a dead political globalist system of anti-American crap. America's awake to you, witch!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Central, then I return Sundays 4 to 6. But don't forget, David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Right here on the InfoWars Information Warfare Network. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And starting tomorrow, I'm going to announce it tomorrow, we're going to have a special transmission from 7 to 9 every night that is network commercial free. We're not going to have any of our ads. We'll have the local ads for TV and radio stations, about 7 minutes an hour. But we're going to drop our advertising for that 2 hours. I'll be hosting it with some other folks. I'm just going to leave it at that, pretty much right through the election. So get ready for that to be fired up tomorrow. And we're going to take a lot of calls, have a lot of guests. Speaking of callers, I want to go to your calls. I have not gone to really our top story yet, and because I said I'd go to calls, I'll do that in the last segment. I see some of the commenters on InfoWars.com for the live feed. We always put up an article headline for the feed so folks can share it. And it says, scientists confirm that COVID-19 attacks the testicles. Now, turns out that some other viruses in that family do that as well. And there's major studies out in Europe and in China that indeed that family does, including COVID-19, and that it creates lacerations in them, just like in the lungs, and destroys fertility. So I know that's shocking to hear, but we're not making that up. And I'm going to cover that in the last segment. Also, you can type in Gardasil deaths, Gardasil sterilization, Gardasil ovaries, and you'll get that Gardasil has been found in India and Japan. They banned it because it was sterilizing women. It's the human papillomavirus. There's thousands of the virus out there. It only covers you for a few, and then it ends up causing autoimmune diseases. They give you a live virus that's supposedly been genetically engineered to be harmless. And that was another Rockefeller push deal, where they had the government basically force it on little girls by declaring it an emergency. It was still color of law. So this is serious, folks. And now that we know it attacks testicles, and now we know why Bill Gates is swarming around it, he wants to depopulate things, and his dad ran Planned Parenthood, he's for depopulation. I mean, this is getting really, really obvious. You go, wait a minute. You're saying it isn't the U.S. government did it. The globalists set up China to take us down. David Rockefeller wrote New York Times articles about it before he died. It's the big testing ground for all this, okay? And so when you think about China, think New World Order. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. We got Scott and Michael and Ryan and Reed and Baldy and Bart and Carol and Zach and Arthur and Eric and Dave. Let's go to Carol, who's the first-time caller from Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling, Carol.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead. You're on air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I am watching this New World Order weapon system unfold.
Ooh, I know. It's like, Alex, I got to tell you, that rear admiral of Obama's, Tom Wolf, he's turning this.
Do me a favor. You turn your mouth away from your phone. A little bit closer there.
Is that better, Alex? Is that cool?
It's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay. Tom Wolf, you know, the rear admiral of Obama?
Yes.
Well, he is turning Pennsylvania into the 2.0 of Prohibition and Great Depression over here. He's it's like he's locking everything down. You're lucky if you can find a laundromat that's open. You know, it's getting unreal. I mean, I recently lost my job just like with like millions of other people. But how do we steer our way back to, you know, back to the sanity with this pandemic, you know?
I hear you. I appreciate your call, Carol. Thanks for calling. panic-demic, yes. And again, a lot of people have trouble understanding this because the media has made everything so one-dimensional and so this camp or the other camp. The virus is real. It's admittedly man-made. It came out of Wuhan, probably a bioweapons lab. Even the Senate Intelligence Committee has said that. Now the Pentagon's openly saying if anybody released it, it was a Chi-Com military to save face in their own country and to then be used against us as an economic weapon. Real people die, but the panic that comes from it is the real weapon. The real objective is destroy our economy. And so we don't give in to fear. And we also do the natural things that are known to boost our immunities massively for most people. And understand that it's sick, infirm, and debilitated people who are lacking vitamins and minerals and essential nutrients that are the ones falling to this. That's admitted. But the media won't tell you that nutrition is 90% of the battle. So we get empowered, and we tell others, and we get on a mission to warn others. And we're more balanced about it, like President Trump's been. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Texas, first-time caller. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to talk about how there's a lot of panic in the media, like things like the left-wing media. And the study on ibuprofen that are showing that it's kind of worsening the illness is not really being covered. I don't think, at least the way that it should be. And the studies are out there. You know, I mean, you just have to look for them, but this is something that I think the left-wing media should be kind of also trying to calm the public on, you know?
Well, I've seen the studies that ibuprofen probably makes it worse, and so they should be telling people that.
Right.
Yeah, so the thing is, when you go, this is a girlfriend, I'm sorry, my name is Amanda. So when you go on Google and search for the studies, every news media says it's fake. We went to the actual university website and we found that, in fact, on the 27th, there is a study, and it specifically says that they're working on how it is developed. It specifically says it, but the media is saying it's fake. We look at the scientist, Mr. Guglio, and he works in Vienna University. So if you go to his study, it's literally there. It specifically says on there.
All right, man. Listen, I really appreciate your call. And Joe Rogan, 20 years ago, when I was watching one of his live events in the year 2000, he said, you know, it's the year 2000, and we were supposed to be flying around in jetpacks by now, and we're in silver spacesuits, but instead, cell phones, when you are behind a bush, crap out. And we get people on the line, they're all calling on cell phones, and by the time we get on air, I just can't understand what you're saying. And neither can the crew. So, Carol, only can make out half of what you were saying. Same thing with the last people. And I love you, and I'm sorry. It's not my fault. If I can't understand you, I got to let you go. We may have a rule that only landlines or Skype audio or something. This is becoming a crisis. It's becoming a real talk radio crisis, not just here, but all over the place, that lines are so bad. One trick you can do before you call is put your cell phone on airplane for a second and then turn it back on, because the cell towers and the cell phones calibrate, and when you're not using it, it will have less of a connection because your phone's always sending pinging messages every few seconds back and forth to cell towers. That's how they track you as well. So you just want to put it on airplane, put it back off, back on, because it's living torture for me, because I'm really wanting to hear what you have to say. You're saying really interesting things. I'm picking up part of it. I'm picking up the other part. So tell you what, Scott, I love all these callers. Scott's the guy on the phone. Go through and I just want to go off phones I can understand. This is a rule, because I can't understand these callers. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man, it's a rough day, I tell you. Man, it's just really doing my best here, folks. I'm really fighting through it today. God, the whole society's collapsing around us. It's all designed that way, too. Okay, I'm going to control myself. I'll be right back. Stay with us, please. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't.
we do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, during the break, I was getting another cup of coffee and I was watching what was happening with the president's ongoing press conference, and the same reporter that was accusing him of calling it Kung Fu virus, Kung Flu, was saying, how dare you scare everyone? How dare you say that we need to lock down New York and New Jersey? You're scaring everyone. The same media praised Xi Jinping when he locked down Wuhan and dozens of other cities and was shooting women at checkpoints and welding them into their houses. It was all the best thing ever. But then Trump's like, well, most of the cases on the East Coast are in New York and New Jersey. Maybe people shouldn't travel out of that state. No, just stay in your homes all over the country, but where almost all the cases are, just travel everywhere. And then he let her talk for like 2 minutes, and then she wouldn't shut up and was just disrupting another Jim Acosta. These people are incredible. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. Please don't speak your phones. I love you. Just want to be able to hear you. And we're going to go to all these great callers here and take their phone calls on this live Sunday show. So let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Pennsylvania. Zach, you're on the air about unemployment. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say first, you know, God bless you and the crew.
Thank you.
And you guys do. So I had a question about this, like, weekly benefit for the unemployment. Maybe I don't understand this stuff enough, but they're offering $600 extra on top of people who get their unemployment. Is this a good thing, bad thing? Is it some kind of plan to try and keep people from wanting to go to work? I mean, what's the deal with that?
No, Trump doesn't want the economy to stall, and it is socialist, it is domestication, but half the country is absolutely dependent and doesn't have any savings. And so Trump knows it'll go into a full depression. They'll have to take care of everybody if he doesn't reverse what the globalists tried. This is a total weapon. They said they wanted to crash the economy to drive Trump from office. And so he's giving them their own medicine. But instead of it just being big amounts of money to corporations that buy back their stock, it's going directly to keep people employed. It's going directly with direct stimulus to the population. It's very dangerous. It will create inflation down the road, but Trump believes we're damned if we do, damned if we don't, and I believe he has the best interest of the country at heart. So that's what you see happening.
So another quick question. What about the people? Do you think there's any plan in place for the people? I'm still stuck working 40 a week and my wife. Do you think there's a plan in place for people like us to benefit us at that kind of level?
Say that again.
I still work 40 a week along with my wife, and both of us don't make that much. Do you think there's a plan in place to benefit us to that level?
The plan is evolving, and it's always expanding, because Trump does not want to stall the economy. We're in a trade war with China. We never built up our industry. He's going to use this now to make it a law that our drugs have to be made here as part of a strategic stockpile, and that we cannot have components for computers made in China. England is now announcing they're about to kill their Huawei deal as well and have major repercussions. So this is going to China. We're at war with China and the globalists right now. Pro-U.S., pro-Western forces are in a civil war internally to get control of our governments, and we're fighting Chi-Com money, Chi-Com propaganda, all of it. Again, the Chi-Coms don't run it. The globalists set up China and use it as the command base to launder the funds back to attack us. Great question, sir. God bless you. America is in a war for its very survival. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect. Doesn't mean the Pentagon's perfect. But there is a large camp that did not want to let the Chi-Coms run everything and piss in America's face. So you're seeing a real war, economic, psychological, and now lethal with this bioweapon. This is war. This is World War IV. You've heard me saying that for 8 weeks. Now that's in the news, that we're at war with China. This is war. And you better know they got other bioweapons ready, way worse. That's why people are like, well, Jones, you know, you're saying the virus isn't that deadly. I'm saying the hype is what's deadly. I'm not saying it doesn't kill people and we shouldn't be worried. But the objective of the globalist is to plunge the economy and create total hysteria. And idiots out buying all the toilet paper up. What you need to do is boost your immune system. And you need to be prepared for emergencies, because the world's only going to get crazy from here on out for the foreseeable future. Major political quickening is taking place. Okay, let's talk to Baldy in New York. Baldy, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Okay, and we've been at war with China for decades now, but that aside...
I totally agree, but it's coming to a white-hot explosion.
Yeah, white-hot, red-hot, whatever you want to say. In 2008, the Admiral and the Navy said we're already at a hot war with China. But now, real quick, I coined the phrase April Fool's Day virus, not because it isn't highly contagious, not because it isn't killing people, not because there won't be additional bioweapons released that will also be called COVID-19 once President Trump declares victory. I called it the April Fool's Day virus because it's a man-made virus, because the flu killed 37,000 people on average in the U.S. alone every year, and nobody gave a crap. And finally, because after testing nobody for 2 weeks, now the U.S. has tested more people than any other country, so of course there's going to be a spike in numbers.
Baldy, you're the best caller of the day or the week. I mean, you really just crystallized it all that it is the April Fool's virus because the pre-programming, the preconditioning, the Event 201, the Disease X hype, all the TV shows about pandemics that aired the months before this, all the preparation, the globalists totally set this up. It's man-made. It's mutating. It's attacking the testicles. Of course, it's depopulating. You couldn't write a script like this. In fact, I've said a bunch on air. I bet it attacks the ovaries or the testicles. And then now it's coming out. I mean, this is ridiculously obvious.
And I'd like to encourage you and your audience to check out the January 3rd episode of The War Room. Baldy was the first caller out of the gate, and I predicted all of this, and I predicted that this is going to be a giant infomercial for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, tell us what time you called. Give me the date. What time you called?
We're out of the gate. January 3rd. I was the first caller out of the gate. I even predicted that Alex Jones was going to shave his head.
You're kidding.
No, January 3rd.
Well, you're more psychic than most of us then. Hey, brother, I didn't know you said that. That's crazy. How the hell did you predict that? I didn't even know I was going to do it until I decided to do it one morning.
Welcome to the Baldies, brother. That's all I have to say. Welcome to the Baldies.
Well, I mean, I'm not bragging, as they say, but, I mean, women always tend to like me a little bit. They're going crazy over it now. I don't know what's going on. I kind of like a little bit of fuzz, though. You know what I mean? I like to have the best of both worlds. What do you think, Baldy?
I think you stop letting a girl in, shave it. You'll get used to it. At first, you feel a little weird, but it's freeing. It's because the dead hair cells are actually negative energy. So as you're releasing the negative energy, you can feel the power. But one thing
is, Baldy going to be my new guru? I mean, Baldy, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Please, one of the great crew, please get that clip from the first caller. I want to air it on the show tomorrow because I think I remember hearing about that. Okay, maybe he planted it in my mind or something, and then I shaved my head. I love these callers. I want to get to everybody. I want to get to the testicle news. Let's jam in one more before we go to break. Bart, you're on the air from Georgia. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I want to give a shout-out to Living Defense. I'm having results after 4 days. I've lived in the Philippines for almost 15 years, and doctors didn't know what's wrong with my eyes. I've got parasites in my eyelids, and I've got a welt on my side, and I couldn't get rid of it. The doctors didn't know. I'm crapping out dead Hillary worms. I hate to be gross. In the toilet, I can see the welts, and my eyes are clearing up. I saw results in 24 hours. I think you just saved my sight, Alex.
Wow. Well, we're not advertising it as that, but what it's got is the black walnut and a bunch of other known stuff to flush people out. And the reviews are 5-star all the way. Living Defense back in stock, 40% off out of the gates. It's been sold out for over 4 months, and I'm really glad you got Living Defense. So you like it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's the best, literally the best product I've ever taken, and nobody paid me or pressured me or told me to say this. I'm doing this on my own accord.
Well, you know, it's crazy. The U.S. government and the media won't even talk about parasites. They don't even discuss it anymore. Old people come in all the time with scurvy. I've talked to doctors where you see old people with, like, wounds on their arms, and they scratch easy, and they bleed everywhere. It's because their guts aren't absorbing vitamin C. The doctors won't even tell them, hey, you need leafy green vegetables. So it's the same thing. They won't tell you about the parasites. Thank you so much, Bart. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, final segment. All right, let me hit these stories real quick, and then I'll go to your calls and get these last five or six on air, and I appreciate you all. All right, here is Newsweek. Here's Atlanta Medical. Here's a whole bunch of these articles. We've got some of these linked up on InfoWars.com. Chinese scientists raise concerns over potential link between coronavirus and male fertility. And then it goes into the different groups. Here's one right here. It says the team of urology researchers that comprise Dr. Jiang Qing Wang, Dr. Carbon Fan, Dr. Kai Li, Dr. Yan Hong. I'm not going to go over all these. And then it lists the universities and the medical university at Shuzhou and hospital and all the rest of it. And I looked up these groups. They're very well known. Have the Department of Urology at Shuzhou Hospital. And it's got a whole bunch of people that are in the study. I went and read the study. The team of urology researchers that comprise the doctors focused primarily on renal and testicular tissues, and these were also rich with ACE2 receptors. That's what the virus likes to attack, especially the renal tubular cells, the leading cells, and the cells in the semifibrous ducts of the testes. The study results showed that the new coronavirus expressed potent pathology to both renal and testicular tissues with resolute lesions. And then I went and actually read the study. It's just their bloody pulps, okay? Just like the lungs. The damaged testicular tissue could lead to infertility in most of the male patients, most of them infertile. The researchers advise that during drug treatments for coronavirus, infected patients, clinicians should pay careful attention to renal function, evaluation at some of the antivirals, which known to exhibit renal toxicity, can aggravate and the virus damage kidneys. And, of course, that's true. Because what's a ton of zinc do? It hurts the kidneys. There's a bunch of other stuff. Just go read it for yourself. I spent an hour reading the study. And I went and looked up other studies, and it turns out there's other ones out there showing that that same family does this. But this one really bad. So I'm sure Bill Gates isn't involved. He just wants to be popular with everybody. It's a designed virus. We've already gone over that. Done probably 20 shows showing you the studies, the research. It's got the points where the new virus parts were injected in. And I'm going to cover this top of the show tomorrow, no matter how much news is breaking. British scientific advisors to 10 Downing Street, China covering up full extent of coronavirus, could be 40 times worse than reported. If that's the case, and this is a lot worse, and I trust the British and U.S. government a lot more than I trust the Chinese, and we start seeing a high death rate, well, then it could be worse than what Mike Adams said. I just don't. Here's the thing, folks. We're already pre-positioned with storable food and high-quality products, you know, that are known to boost the immune system, and we are always promoting that. And then when you get in a crisis like this, I'm saying get prepared, get your immune system boosted. I'm not going to sit here and try to create fear. And maybe I go overboard saying, hey, it's man-made, looks like it hurts some people, but let's not panic. That's because I don't want to be the guy out there creating the panic. Even Mother Jones, when they attacked me, said, you know, it's funny, he sells this nano silver solution in the toothpaste and stuff, but then he says that it's still probably going to kill a low number of people and doesn't hype it. Well, yeah, because I'm not. The toothpaste isn't marketed as an antiviral. It's a whitening toothpaste. Super Blue has the same nanosilver and the tea tree and the iodine. And look into what tea tree does. So, again, I'm literally here telling you what I really think, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I do. And look, vitamin D3 is known to boost your immunity massively. That's in the fish oil. Or go out and get some sunshine. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's key to get prepared, and the media won't tell you that because they work for the globalists, and they want this to hurt our economy and hurt as many people. They love abortion. They love death. Bill Maher says he wants to kill everybody to clear out the highways, but now he cares so much about the old people. BS, folks. It's globalist depopulation. Arthur, first time caller from California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Arthur. I'm 14 years old. I'm actually calling from Moscow, Russia right now.
Okay, well, you said you called from California, but is this a prank call?
No. This isn't a prank call. I'm just worried because another radio show I called, I said I was calling from Moscow, and they just hung up on me thinking it was a prank call.
Okay, go ahead.
Me and my dad really like your show. I actually think it may be the reason my parents got divorced. My mom went liberal. But I wanted to ask you, do you think this is going to turn into martial law and just full control by the deep state?
Well, the Democrats all wanted that and total lockdowns of every city. And then Trump said, okay, maybe we'll do it to New York. And they went, oh, my gosh, you're trying to kill everybody. So, listen, if it starts killing 2% of people, I'll want to not leave my house. I was hoping it was a little bit worse than the flu or maybe just as bad, but the fact that it's mutating and the fact that it's eating people's testicles, okay, I'm scared now. All right. And again, it's not that I dislike old people. I love them, but they're always dying from flus and cold bugs and stuff. This thing, again, I've tried to be balanced, and I don't know the exact end game. I know it's man-made. I know that they're hyping it to hurt the economy. So that's why I've not been sure. But as it progresses, it looks like it is pretty bad. Like Mike Adams said, this is not your regular flu. This is bad news. And I think his new model is probably accurate. You know, a lot of the models say 80 to 100,000, 200,000. His new model is about 90,000. That's up on InfoWars.com. So what, is your dad work in finance or the oil business? Are you American living in Moscow? What are you doing over there in Moscow, Arthur?
I'm an American. Me and him actually came over here for work, but now because coronavirus, we're stuck here and we're trying to get back.
Oh, really? Well, God bless you, Arthur. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm really not sure. I think it's just them trying to completely destroy the economy and just have the deep state take over, maybe make like a just make a new world order.
Oh, I totally agree that all those agendas are served here, but then people go, wait, you're saying the virus isn't a problem. No, it's a real weapon. It's man-made, and we've got to make a big deal about that. In fact, this week I'm going to get all the documents, all the articles back together and get Dr. Boyle on and others. We're going to go back through that and all the big studies and other universities that looked at it because it's huge, and we've got to force that issue out, especially because the Chi-Coms opened the door and are blaming America and the U.S. Army. Time they get exposed. Thank you, Arthur. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Reed in Maryland. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Man, I'm on edge, man. This is serious times.
Just breathe, brother. You're gonna bust a blood vessel. Out here on the road, I'm a CDL driver, 15 years out on the road, living on Turbo Force and Survival Shield. Man, I really appreciate those products.
Thank you, brother.
I have a quick prepared statement for the president from the road, and it's very important that this gets out. Take me about 30 seconds. You ready?
Go.
Dear Mr. President Donald J. Trump, $6.2 trillion, and as always, they left out the truckers. And you should know better. We don't need a pat on the back. Not yet. We need a way for the commercial drivers to renew their state driver's licenses. DAT load boards are reporting a 20% shortfall in drivers in the past few weeks. We need more help out here. If this trend continues, we are all in trouble. That can only be accomplished if more drivers can be tested and allowed to join the ranks. We know how important this is, and we are the backbone of this nation. Nothing moves without us. If this critical infrastructure fails, we are all dipped. Open the DMVs to allow the road testing of new drivers, or we're all done within a few weeks. The hours of service suspension has some of us working 90 hours per week, and we can't keep doing that. The commercial drivers also need access to some of this money to add new equipment to our fleets. Not the big carriers either. They have access to lines of credit through the SBA. But the smaller mom-and-pop operations who run one or two trucks, these are the people that you want to support because they are most likely those who operate small farms and ranches and make up the majority of this industry.
Hey, Reed, that's more than 30 seconds. That's a minute and a half, but I'm going to do this. Put him on hold. Get his number. I want to get him on for like a whole segment tomorrow as a guest. Reed, can you come on, say, in the last segment of the first hour tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're sounding like a smart guy. And I want to point out that the truckers are the hardest working folks out there. They're the front line. And I've seen that things are breaking down. And they're having to wait around when they get to warehouses. Things are breaking down. And even the UN, Russia reports the food system is breaking down over there. It's you're absolutely right. We don't need bailouts for big box stores. We don't need all that. We need bailouts to Main Street and to the truckers. And like you said, just take the taxes off. Take the harassment off. Do some of that. Absolutely. Look, I'm sorry I didn't get to Ryan and Dave from Canada and California. Please call me back tomorrow. I will get to you. But please let me forget tomorrow. We will have that first-time caller from Maryland who's a truck driver who sounds really informed to have his message. The president had more time. I'm stressed, folks. I know you're stressed as well. I have really tried to be as accurate as I can on this. It's moved a lot. We knew it was big when it started. We knew it was an economic weapon. We know it's a real bioweapon. The question is, how deadly is it? It is reinfecting. It is targeting the testicles. And that means that it's got globalists written all over it for depopulation. I got to tell you, man, I am just fit to be tied right now. A lot I didn't get to. Appreciate the crew. Appreciate all the affiliates. Please spread the word. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 p.m. Band.video.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.